Yes, I had chances to go to, well, the farthest point, of course, would have been Costa Rica. And different times. Well, I had, I guess, three or four different chances. And, of course, when I was on the REA, on the pedaging board at Clinton headquarters, Clinton, and I was also on the state board on Arkansas Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have made several trips in, but I don't like, I just won't fly.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't aim to do it. And I never did, and I don't want to, and I've had a lot of chances, but I just don't want to go. And they'd paid all expenses, I'd had paid my expenses and paid me $50 a day. Every day it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to do it.
Well, how about your parents? Where was your mother born?
Marshall, Arkansas.
And your father?
Well, I don't... He was born in a rural community out of Marshall here about, I'd say 7 miles. It's on Bear Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it was close to where the county seat was moved from,
mm-hmm.
to the present location now at Marshall.
Well, did your mother and father both attend local schools?
They both attended schools here at Marshall. Now, I feel like my dad, but I may be wrong on this, but I think he attended a rural school at... And I believe that would have been out around the Bryan community. And the Bryan community is about, 6 miles from Marshall. And
mm-hmm.
It's about due west of Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Might be northwest a little bit, something like that.
Well, you know about how far your mother went to school?
No, I don't. I really don't.
How about your father?
Well, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do.
Well, they didn't. I don't think. Did either one of them finish high school?
I don't think so. Neither one.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure don't know.
Well, what did your mother. Well, what did your father do for a living?
Well, he was. We always milked cows. He was a farmer. And,
mm-hmm.
and we raised the biggest part of what. We eat during the time that he's raising the family. There's 6 of us kids for a long time. And then after 16 years, well, there was another one in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And he milked cows, so we've milked cows all of our lives
mm-hmm.
up until we got big enough. We used to separate her with an old cream separator, turned it a mini
mm-hmm.
around.
Mm-hmm.
And we sold cream.
Mm-hmm.
And the cream was shipped out on the railroad. Up until the railroad went out, we always sold cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think it was in 40, maybe it was in 46 when the Eminent Bay Railroad went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that we didn't have, well, I started a milk route after that
mm-hmm.
in 47. And I hauled milk for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And farm too, of course, but I'd haul the milk down to Clinton, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cheese plant down there, and I'd was milking a bunch of cows and running 100-mile milk route a day and feeding a bunch of hogs and doing anything we could do to survive or to pay off debt.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, things was getting a little better back then, but
after the Depression.
Well, of course, now really, I can't remember a great deal about the harder years. That was back in the 30. I've heard my dad talk about that now, and I think around 30 and 32 was
mm-hmm.
the...